The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 35 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we're going to switch gears a little bit, just like Sandy said, and wonderful show, always listening to how everything's dying now. That's very depressing, actually. I'm glad. In fact, because of listening to the last 15 minutes of the Garden Show, I have decided we're only going to take questions about the inside of your home where it's nice and cool. Because we can control our environment as opposed to being subjected to it. Although I do work outside most of the time, and I don't know, I think I'm more durable than plants. I go out there 100 degrees, I feel right at home. I don't even hydrate. Well, I drink water, but your body has to hydrate. It's up to your body. As you get older, you drink water, it just sloshes around in you. I don't think you hydrate as much as young people. But it is very depressing to hear everything dying. So let's talk about your house for the next 3 hours, and let's fix it. Because one thing that John Burrow told me, who, I don't know if Sandy would remember him, but I go back to my early radio days because I'm the oldest one in the room. Well, besides Chad over there. He always told me, people would call and say, you know, I've got this dead tree. What can I do? And his answer was, if it's dead, it's dead. You can't bring it back. But with a home, I got this old home and all this stuff is broken. We can fix it. So I really like that idea that even no matter how old it is, whether in, I'm not taking car questions, but whether it's a car, a house, something like that, even old appliances get restored, you can restore things. I have a phone from 1935 that still works. And we keep it one phone in our house with a landline plugged in case there's a hurricane and your cell phones go down. You can always use the landline phone. Believe it or not, they work even through the worst of times, even with no electricity and no cell towers. So it's something everybody should think about for emergencies if you care that much about it. Most of the best thing to do is just get out of Dodge and go somewhere where they have power, and you'll be better off that way. You can always fix it. See, that's the whole point. You come back to fix it after whatever damage was done when it comes to storm season. And this really is going to become, for those of you who just moved here, Monday is August 1st. I think most of you know that. And this is where our true hurricane season, if we have storms and hurricanes, this is when it kind of starts, August and September. Those are the 2 months. Early August, not so much. It'll stay super hot. But if there gets to be any activity, it can, because of the heat, it can accelerate pretty quickly right now. It's been a very quiet season across the earth as far as major storms, which is in that sense very good. It's just been hot and it's been fairly dry, but it's not the first time it gets like that. Houston can be a tropical paradise or it can be a true desert. Either way, your home sits in the middle of it. And the one thing we're all thinking about right now is air conditioning. So before I hit my first break, I want to give you one tip on air conditioning. I might throw some more in during the show. If you do have a question, we have all open lines right now. 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And I'll be with you till noon today. And I will help you fix those homes and I will help you stay cool. And I want to help you staying cool right now by just telling you, you have a condensing unit outside. It's outside of your home. It's a thing that makes all the noise when you're staying in the house nice and cool. Some of you even complain because it could be kind of loud for the older ones. Well, I can't help you with the noise. You can buy a new, quieter one. But I can tell you this, that on the outside of that, you have like a, it's called a coil. It's a condensing coil. And right now they are filthy because the air is dry. We haven't had a lot of rain to kind of naturally wash them with the rain. And so if you go out there and just hose that condensing coil off. Now, I don't want you to fill up the thing with water or, you know, soak it. It's not a soaking tub you put it in. But if you take your hose, a little bit of a medium spray, and you spray from the top to the bottom as far as just the coil. And usually it's on about three sides of it, not where you have solid metal, but where it seems open, looks like a radiator of a car. Hose that from the top to the bottom and get all the schmutz off of there. There's a lot of just grit, pollen, pollution, everything from living in a city. And if you keep that clean right now, you'll be amazed how much better it'll work. You see people putting umbrellas and stuff over there. That's totally worthless. It's a placebo. And I told my doctor, he goes, you know, it's a placebo. I said, but I feel better. But it's a placebo. I don't care. If I feel better, I feel better. If it makes you feel better, put 10 of them up. I'm okay with that. You look a little silly, but it makes you feel better. You can sit under there with some lemonade if you want. But the best thing to do is hose that coil off and get it nice and clean the best you can. You don't have to scrub it until you break it. Just hose it off and get the schmutz off of there. That's where all the heat comes from, or goes, I should say. It puts the heat from the inside of the house to the outside of the house. And that's where it goes out of that coil, and it just rejects the heat. And then the inside of the house stays cooler, so it's pumping heat from the inside to the outside. So really, if you want to save energy, what do? The less heat it has to pump is where the energy is saved, and that goes through radiant barriers and things like that. But as far as putting an umbrella over it, please don't do that. I think that kind of came and went on social media, and I think it's kind of lived its life and gone now. People realize that. And yes, there are swamp coolers that they do make for certain parts of the country, which don't do a lot. They do a little bit. Most importantly, what they do is they clean the coil, because you get into desert situations, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Keeping that coil gets really dirty. People don't realize it because they don't have any grass or anything, kind of like we don't have any right now either. So they have a lot of sand in the air, a lot of debris in the air that gets in those coils. And those swamp coolers actually do cool it somewhat down. Or if you just, you know, hook a hose up and run through it, that always worked for the kids, no matter where we lived, as long as it was hot. So you can do that too. Go play in the sprinkler. You see your sprinkler system go on, just take a beach ball and a cold drink and go outside and play in the water. All right, we're going to take our first break, and I see our callers are lining up. Anthony, you're going to be the first one today, so hang with us a second. 281-833-3333. And to continue on quickly with who you can call if you're not having good results with your air conditioning system, if you have not had a tune-up or a checkup in a while, this is the time to call. A checkup and tune-up today, this week, next week, from AirTech could save you a very miserable week in about beginning of September, end of August. Because right now this thing is cranking. It's been cranking. It's called your air conditioning system. And it might just need a new capacitor. It just might need a little bit of balance on the refrigerant level. It just might need a little TLC. And that means checking everything, making sure all the electronic components are working right, your refrigerant level is right, your airflow is right, your filters are clean. They're going to look at all that. Your evaporator coil up in the attic, which you don't go up and clean, it needs to make sure it's cleaned. We've had very dry times, so it might not be pulling out as much water as usual. It might have been pulling out so much, it's been so clogged up with schmutz in there that it's going to back up on you and you're going to lose the ceiling in your home. This is the time you make the call to AirTech. AirTech can help you. They are our certified home show pros when it comes to keeping you cool and comfortable. Unlike your yard outside, they can make sure you're comfortable and your family too. So give them a call for a tune-up, for a checkup, or if you have any problems during this very hard time of the season and your air conditioner starts to underperform, or maybe even just quit, and that's a big underperformance. Call our certified home show pros at AirTech to find out more about them. All their contact information, go to homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Gulf Coast Windows. For energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows. Texas Floors. The come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon.
CrimSafe. Flood-proof your home with proactive protection. Stainless steel security screens.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. That's the number to call, 281-833-3333, and we will talk. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, sir.
Good, good. I called last week, and we talked a little bit about the liquid barrier paint spray.
Yes.
And I must have possibly missed something. When we first started talking about it, maybe you mentioned a distributor or manufacturer of that.
Right.
Because I went to Henry's website, and they don't manufacture the paint anymore.
Oh, see, that's happening a lot since COVID. I didn't call them and see if they did. All righty.
Yes, and I didn't know if there was another option be able to find something that could be an equivalent, because they acted like, you know, they stopped manufacturing that possibly years ago.
Isn't that amazing how the websites keep coming up? And
Yes, it does. It does.
I know that. So I'm all I could do is go by what I read. But as far as that goes, there are radium barrier paints out there. People are using them all the time.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you exactly. I'm going to have to go back and do it. You gave me something to do tonight when I'm bored. I'll go start looking, and I guess I'm going to follow up with phone calls, which I probably should have done on this one. So that's probably my fault. But that's all I can do. I know that Heat Block Ultra was the one that was the most popular in Texas. And I went to their websites, but I never called them. I still see their websites up, but we'll have to do some research. But there are companies that spray them. I know they do. Efficient Attic Systems. I'm not sure which products they're using, but they're out there because they are used.
Yeah, that's because my son was thinking about having it done, and the person that wanted to do it brought in a 5-gallon pail, and in it, you know, when you stirred it up, you mm-hmm. know, you could see, you know, kind of an aluminum color.
Yeah, and if you put a little bit on your finger and let it dry, usually if you put up the light, what you'll see, these little tiny square metal flecks that are in the paint.
Okay.
And that's all. It's not really a paint. We call it a paint. It's just a binder that holds all the metal in there, so it sticks to whatever surface. It's not a strong color, so the color might be strong in a bucket, but when you put it on, it should be put on fairly thin.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'll do some research too.
And I will too.
Both of us we'll find.
I'm kind of disappointed because their specifications were so nice. Those are the ones I found that were really good. And I know there are people out there that are saying that it's probably not the a product that you're going to want to use because it doesn't work very well. It's just not true. There are products out there now that work so close to a foil radiant barrier, and I've heard some comments that I think they're misleading a little bit, or they're not real keen on how much heat it's going to save. Even if you're only running 70%, that's a huge amount of heat blockage you're getting in a building.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Enjoy the show, and hopefully we'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'm going to look tonight. Hopefully I have something to say tomorrow. And as far as that goes, I appreciate your feedback. I never get it on the show, so sometimes I wonder what's going on out there. But I just hope people are getting helped. Thank you very much, Anthony. We're going to run here, but it looks like I got something to do tonight. I want to do some other things, too. I did it the other couple of weeks ago. I was looking at energy prices if you were going to go shopping now. They're pretty rich. I'm really pleased of the way that the companies I'm with for another year now, thank goodness, they're sticking to their original prices. So my electric bills are staying very low, but I'm hearing some horror stories. And I still think a lot of you, here's what I want you to watch out for. Here's some other research I did. A lot of you are on variable rates. They're changing every month. You're not locked into a price, and you don't know it. And you're just seeing these outrageous bills. Like, how can it go from $400 to $800? Somebody asked me that the other day. And what happened was is they just charged the market rate. And so they're paid, like, for 1 month, they paid 18 cents, I do believe, or something of that nature for a kilowatt hour. And before they were paying 11 or 12, somewhere in there. And it people don't realize it, but it's even better if you lock into a short term right now. Lock in, even if it's 3 months. Lock into the lowest rate you can find if you go to powertochoose.org, and at least you won't be subjected to the outrageous rates that some people are getting here at the peak times, because it's part of your deal that you don't know of. When you lock into a company for, let's say you go shopping, you did it 3 years ago, and they charged you, I don't know, 7-8 cents a kilowatt hour, and then it ended, but you were still paying maybe 11 cents or 10 cents, and you really didn't see a big difference, and you were like fine with it or whatever. Right? A lot of people just say, I just don't have the time for that. Well, now you can be paying 18 cents because it's on a rolling rate. You're not locked into anything. They can charge you whatever they want. It can go up and down, and they, you know, companies stay within a reasonable area because they don't want you switching. But right now there is no reasonable area on the variable market, so to speak. So I want you to be really careful. In fact, a lot of the companies that want to go switch for you all the time and find the lowest rate all the time, even they're kind of backing off a little bit because it is a losing game, people getting upset about it. So think about it. Find out what you're paying on your next electric bill. And it's more than just – you can't do anything about the price except the kilowatt hour of energy. And see if you can – you go to powertochoose.org and click in there too and go there. That's an active website, I know, because it's the Public Utility Commission. And put your few questions in there. Fixed rate. Make sure it's fixed. It's not a variable rate, for goodness sake. Stay fixed. And even if it's only 4 months, you might be able to drop your bill at least through August, September. And then in October, you can start searching again for the November and through, you know, the next year. See if things drop, because they will drop in the wintertime, because they want to keep people online and start to build for the next summer. So take a look at that, and don't ignore it and complain about it and say it's just because of the heat. It's more than just the heat. It is the usage of electricity as far as the grid goes. So you're at the grid's mercy, and you need to lock in so at least you know where you are and you have consistency. People like consistency, where it's the same bill every month or close to it. And that's at least what you can get, so you don't get the big surprise. Like if you had a water leak at your house one month, didn't know it, and then you get a water bill for $385. That happened to me. So I don't want you to do that. I'm like, what? What the? You know, that kind of thing. Then yell at everybody because they're taking too many showers. All right, we're going to move on. You know what's consistently priced? I know where you can go to get a consistently priced door clearance center. Their prices are always lowest and the best. And the selection, you can't beat it, because they buy so many types of doors: iron doors, fiberglass doors, wood doors, glass doors, you name it. They have every kind of door you can imagine. A lot of that's a combination. You get iron and glass, so to speak, or wood and glass. You know, you get the 1501s, I think it was, the storefront French doors, that people love to use the word French doors, you know, just the glass doors with the wood styles on there. You can get it all, including interior doors and specialty patio doors, because most people just think it's the entry door, and that's important, but you can get more doors than that. And it is also Door Clearance Center, because they buy doors and they sell wholesale to people all over the country, and their doors are bought or purchased by them in the tens of thousands, the millions over the lifetime of their business, I'm sure, that they can pass that savings on to you. Door Clearance Center is located just at the I-45 North and Beltway 8, just at that intersection up there. You can go to homeshowradio.com, which I want you to do, especially in this case, and visit their website. You can see a lot of the selections, so you get a little feel about what they're doing. They have a lot more at their location. And they're full service. They can set it up with locks. They can set up in any formation you want. You name it, they can do it at Door Clearance Center. Start by going to homeshowradio.com.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
When you say something, I follow your instruction.
Home Show Radio.
Got a contractor to do a home remodel, and it worked out really, really well.
Home Show Radio. Home Show.
281-833-3333. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how's it going? I have a couple of different questions for you. me and the family just moved into a home that we bought. We've been in it for 3 days now. But I have some things going on with, I'm not sure, I have a lot of the landscape lighting and irrigation system. And I know you recommend Mike Ball. Now, my question is will he come out and assess existing systems and, like, show me what's going on with them? Like, because I'm, like, wondering, because I don't see all the lights coming on and the sprinkler. I don't know when it comes on and comes off, and I'm not sure how to work the system because I never have had – I've upgraded, okay? So I've never had a home with a sprinkler system, and it's a Rainbird system, so the grass is great. So it works, and I'm just not sure when it goes on and off. Do they come out and assess that? And will they, like, charge me a service fee to come check it out and explain it to me? Or do they just sell new products?
Yeah, they're not probably really in the business, especially as busy as they are right now. They're not in the business to go out and just show you how to use a sprinkler system. I'm not sure who would have the time to do that right now. Maybe you can find somebody who can help you. But I mean, you can always call them. Maybe if they're in the neighborhood, they can come by, but it's not part of their major business. They do landscape designs, and they put in, you know, sprinkler systems and do the big things.
They're a sales company, I guess,
Well, not pretty a sales much. Company. They're a service company where they take, you know, they build from scratch. It's like new pools as opposed to existing pools where they do repair work. It's not a repair company or mowing the yards on the weekend type company.
Yeah, so, I'm just like kind of.
I understand.
It's really set up nice, and I have there's landscape lighting in all of the landscaping, and there's a front deck that was custom built.
Was the lighting just need light bulbs?
There's lights that are in the deck, like in the floor facing up.
Probably need light
bulbs.
They're
not on, and you know it's like I don't know how I can't get to them.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's usually just light bulbs burn out with those things. I don't know. You can always call them and ask. I'm not going to tell you never to call them, and they can tell you. But it's not a service that I think anybody would really, you know, push a service like that. You couldn't make any money.
Yeah,
It would be a sin to charge a whole bunch of money to come out and say, yeah, you need some new light bulbs.
I guess they could come out and like check, like look at it and say, yeah, you need new stuff. I mean, if I need to get upgrade, you know, replace.
Yeah, because you're saying it works so good, you just don't know how it works.
Yeah. So.
And what kind of system is it? Do you have a timer on it?
Yeah, there's a timer. I see the timer, and the guy I bought the home from, I didn't really talk to him that much, you know, during the closing or whatever. But he's like, I got a timer, and everything's on a timer. He's like, when you pull up to the home, you put it on Wi-Fi, like all the lights come on in the house. I'm like, it's a Honeywell system. Like, I don't know anything about that.
Well, now, so, you could call Honeywell and you could look through their books.
There's a, like, on my light switch and my front porch at the switch on the inside of the front door, it's like has a digital thing on the switch, has the time on the actual light switch. And I don't even know how to do that or fix it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's all that Wi-Fi stuff and everything. I think you should make a visit to Honeywell and call them and talk to them, give them the model number, send them some pictures and see if they can get you some instruction booklets and stuff on it where you can read through it. Because it sounds like the system is really high tech. It's all new. It doesn't need to be upgraded. You just need to understand it and work with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I should not delve into it. I just want a basic, just turn it on and off.
I think things are too complicated today. So I always, I simplify my life. Am not, I don't use Nest thermostats. I don't do any of that because it's just way too out there. It just goes way beyond what it should be, and it's on and off. So, I would,
I
if it's a system like that, I mean, you can always call them and ask, I really think your better bet is to get the model numbers, take some pictures, and start with your sprinkler system to learn it. And I think Honeywell can probably set you up with a whole manual on it. online at no cost, and then you can go ahead and read through it, and you might start to play with it and get an idea. Once you start getting into it, it'll start to come to you. As far as those lights go, I'm not sure about the lights except this. I know someone that will come out and get them working for you, and if it is light bulbs or if it is wiring or if it is controllers, you can call Right Touch Electrical. Will and his electricians will come out and get the whole thing working, and then they'll show you how it's all done, and then you can go from there. I think that would be an easy one for you. The sprinkler system, I think you just need some instruction in a booklet.
Yeah, like through Right Touch. Okay, yeah.
That's what I would do. If it was me, I would call Right Touch Electrical. They'd have the electrical running. They'd show you everything about the system, and then I would be done with it. I would have it, you know, in my ahead for the rest of my life, how to take care of it. And then I would go ahead and take some pictures, get model number. It's all going to be through your timer. I know that. And get with the Honeywell people online, even if it's just a chat, and send them some pictures and see if they can hook you up with the manuals on it. That's exactly how I answer these questions. And that's what Tom Tynan would do to walk through this thing and get started on this new path. And I'll tell you what's funny is I'm purchasing a house on the 19th. I'm closing. I haven't bought a house in a long time, and I know I'm going to find stuff that they've got in there, like their high-speed internet systems and all this. I'm going to have to try to figure out, and it's going to be a nightmare for me for the first 30 days. I know it.
We bought the home, and it's like all this stuff is an amenity.
Yes.
For me, because it's like, okay, it came with this, this, and this, and this, and I'm like, okay, the stove has two ovens, and I'm like, my wife's like, oh, that's cool, and it's like, I don't know.
Well, how do you use them?
I'm only going to cook one thing at a time. I don't need two ovens. Like, it's a split one, you know, like a double thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. I guess I'll cook a lasagna on the top and a cake on the bottom. I don't know what we're doing here, but.
Well, depends how many people you're cooking for. But double ovens, I always liked them because I could do two things at one time. And on Thanksgiving, you had the beans in one and you had the turkey in the other. So. You'll have to find out how that's going to work. But a new home is a learning experience, and I'm looking forward to it myself. And I know I'm going to be scratching my head on some of the stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And also, I had a secondary question, too. I've already had two people come, and we've moved in. We have been in the home 3 days, and I've had two people come to try to sell me solar panels. And I've already
stay away from them. That. They're looking for suckers every 5 minutes.
I mean, it's. I'm wondering because I keep seeing so many people have them on their roofs, and it's like
you don't see that many. If you really count them and you look at the amount of homes, you don't have them. And the people that have them, and I've talked to, and I find out what their systems. They did that to my son when he bought a house. And in fact, I had somebody walk up to my door the other day. I said, "Son, you're wasting your time here. Go down the street." I was nice and joked around with them like a get off my lawn, old man thing, but. Yeah, it's the money. It's not that solar systems don't do something. It's the money involved, just right down to 25-year lien on your home. And it's just you got to be really careful with that. We're not ready for that yet. And right now people are making a ton of money.
The return is not there yet. I'm guessing, right? I mean, cause
no.
Like,
and here, on my son's, it was it's a 25-year loan. The panels only last 15 years, and you have to buy new ones. They say, well, we guarantee them for 10 years, but it's a 15-year expected life expectancy. You have a 25-year loan. They say, well, yeah, but you just come back to us, and we will re-hook up your new panels. The panels 15 years from now, if that company's even around, they're going to be three times the cost maybe. You don't know what's going to be involved. And so all of a sudden, you're going to extend that loan, and it'll go on the life of the house. That loan will never be paid. It's just a sucker's game right now. Be very, very careful.
I mean, even though electricity is going up in price right now. Probably
electricity's going to go up. Electricity's going to go down. Still, you know, it's been up this high before back in the early 90s.
Yeah, it's still better, than solar panels.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. When it makes sense, then you'll see everybody doing it. Right now, you can count the suckers in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I hate to use that word. You can count the people that were duped a little bit. It's not really their fault. The sales techniques are really... they're pretty strong. So a lot of people, I've bought things I shouldn't have bought. It's like buying, I related to buying a timeshare people went like crazy on timeshares. My dad got suckered into one of those in Mexico.
Yeah.
He paid for it for like 100 years and he never used it. You got to be really careful with your money. Money is, there's so much money to be made on people's fears right now because of the state of the United States. That's where people get really rich off others.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Okay, well, I want to hold you. I don't want to hold
I know.
You.
It was a good conversation. I appreciate it, Mike. You remind me of my son, Jimmy, who just went through that whole thing. And boy, after he punched the numbers and I calmed him down, he goes, Dad, I looked at those numbers three times. You're right. What a ripoff that is. I said, I know, son. See, that's why I'm dad. I just don't have the patience to explain it all to you. Cutting edge tile removal will explain everything to you when you remove all the old floor from your home. Wood floors, tile floors, stone floors, even epoxy paints. They came in and we had a meeting with them the other day. Very, really nice. And I said, so I didn't know you could take out the old glued down woods. Oh, yeah, we've designed our equipment to do that now. I said, okay, so you can take out anything? Yeah, he said, we can take out anything now with our floors. I said, oh, how about this? How about old paint off concrete if people want to put a fresh commercial epoxy on their floor like in the garage? Yeah, we got that too. I just thought that was the coolest thing. I've said it for a couple of weeks now since I've met with them, and I just think that's the coolest thing in the world because that was impossible. And you can't put in a commercial coating down on anything. It's got to go on... It's got to go on the bare concrete. And once it's been painted and coated or have glue on there, there's no way in a commercial epoxy is going to work. What happens is it's so commercial epoxied that it eats away everything underneath and then it all just peels up. So I was just very impressed. So if you have tiles, terrazzo, stone, terrazzo is an animal in itself. That stuff's a mess. That's an inch and a quarter of thin set. It's half inch grout lines, and then it's a red dust that gets everywhere in your home when you pull it up because it's that red clay from the bottom of the Saltillo River or something of that nature in Saltillo, Mexico. It is a mess to pull up, and they can take it up. And here is the word that I haven't put in yet that's the most important. Dustless or dust-free. You decide which term you like better, but they take all the dust, dirt, and debris with them. That's Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out about them. Go to homeshowradio.com. Take a look at the videos, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll be just as impressed.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I got a question on the insulation. When I bought my house, went up the attic, and the insulation was over the rafters. So I went ahead and, over the period of about a year, bought R19 and laid another layer down on it. I also, the vents underneath where the air goes into the attic, I went ahead and added more of those and everything, as many as I have. My question is, during the paint, you're talking about the radiant barrier. Paint,
uh-huh.
Would that be worth it?
Yes.
After what I've done?
Yes. Oh, yeah. What you've done, I don't know how thick it is, but with the insulation on the floor of the attic above the ceiling joists,
yes.
Once you get to a point, it's just wasted. More is not better. You reach a point,
okay.
And if you look at a bell curve and there's a diminishing return, it just starts to be there for no reason. So more is not better with something like that. It's not everything reaches a point where it doesn't do anything else.
Right.
But the radiant barrier is incredibly important. And the soffit vents and ridge vents, which are great, they don't cool the attic and make your energy bill go down. And what they do is they get the moisture out so the insulation on the floor of the attic doesn't have water in it, because water, it becomes a conductor, and then it reduces the R value tremendously. So that's the whole idea behind the ventilation. But as far as a radiant barrier, this is the perfect year for everybody to understand how important that is because of the intense heat. And what we say, we have had no rain, and it's been hot, but... The whole idea is with no rain means no clouds. We haven't had any cloud cover for months that we can really call substantial cloud cover. And that's what a radiant barrier is. It's a shade. It's a natural shade like a cloud. If you could keep a cloud over your home the whole time, it would be very effective for you. But unfortunately, we haven't had any clouds. And that's what it is. It's a constant cloud or a constant oak tree that's shading your house. It just creates shade. And that stops radiation from transferring through. And that's why people feel more comfortable under the shade of a tree.
Do you have a recommended company?
The only company I know of off the top of my head, and I assume they're still in business, you know, with COVID, it changed the face of the industry quite a bit. Efficient Attic Systems, EAS. You might see if they're still doing it. And any insulation company, if you look up insulation companies in town, I'm sure there's a bunch of them that have that as far as their package, where you can get insulation, you can get radiant barriers. Some people need both. So I'm sure there's companies out there that are doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I want to get a shout out to Rudy's Painting.
Yes.
Quality Painting. I tried them and excellent job. Excellent.
Oh, they always do great. I like Rudy. He does a good job. I'm glad you had a good time.
And just did the siding on the house, and just I couldn't be happier. So I wanted to
I'm glad, and, you know. And I would expect that with Rudy. I've known Rudy for almost 30 years. He's a good guy. I know his wife. I know his family. They're just good people. He cares about what he does, and he cares about his clients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
sir. People, even when they walk by, you know, people are doing a lot of walking because of COVID. And they ask them not tell them.
That's true.
Let them know. Maybe get him some business.
There you go. I hope he does. He does a good job. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Dwayne. Here for you on the weekends. Somebody else that's there for you. And this is something. You want to make some money, not buy solar panels and lose money, but make some money and you have property. Well, rental business is booming and you know it. That's one of the reasons I bought a secondary home just now, because I decided I'm not going to lose all my money in the stock market anymore. Property and owning property is better than owning stocks any day of the week. Unless you're there all the time and you're an expert stockbroker, that might be different. But for most of us, 401ks are just falling in the dumpster. So I turned one mine in and we just bought a house. So one of the things that we can do, and when the time comes, is use it as a rental. That means that my family and I can get $3,000, $4,000 a month of constant income and own property. And I won't have to do a thing except check the bank. Like yesterday, it's the end of the month this weekend. I'd see my check right there in the bank. That's what it's all about. And you can do that too, whether you have a home and you're thinking of selling. Don't sell any homes right now. I know the realtors don't like to hear that, but although a lot of them are going into the rental finding business too. Rental finding business. I like that. Anyway, for an affordable fee, no extra add-ons, no surprises, you can call Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease. He will be your property manager, as he will be mine. And he will make you money while you sleep on your investment. You know, people worry about having a lot of money in the bank. It's better to have monthly money, I think so, coming in. Every month you have guaranteed income. And no, you don't have to work, although you get a paycheck. Huh, that's why we worked all our lives. It was security to know that every month or every 2 weeks we get a paycheck. In this case, every month you get a paycheck. That's what can happen when you get called Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease. And the big, I know it's scary, but, you know, putting money in a 401 is just as scary too. So buy property and lease it. That's up to you. You do it with, or don't sell your house and use it until you really need to sell it on a different time, and then it'll just go up in value. Tenant performance guarantee from Bruce Lessie is so strong, that's one thing you don't have to worry about. If he finds a tenant, that, and he will guarantee that if it doesn't work out, he'll clear them out at no charge to you, guaranteed. He hasn't had to clear out but two times in 17 years someone that he found for his clients. They've all been outstanding, wonderful people. They're really good tenants out there. I happen to be one down here in Brownsville. I'm renting a place. My landlord loves me. I take care of the place. I was painting the back doors, water her yard. She said, oh, Tom, you're the best tenant I ever had, and I pay my rent on time. I paid it yesterday. Yeah, so she got a check from me yesterday. You can have the same to you if you call Bruce Lessie in Houston for Lease before you sell your home. Or if you have some extra homes and you weren't sure you like to get out of the business because it was too much work for you, how about handing it over to him and keep the money coming in, but keep the headaches away from your life? Give him a call. His cell number is 832-654-5670. I realize a lot of you can't write that down right now, but you can find it at homeshowradio.com, which you won't pay a penny at our website. It is free to visit Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease at homeshowradio.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Let's talk to Dee. Dee, you're on Home Show Radio.
Help. I've listened to you for years, and I've just enjoyed it. Now I'm in trouble, and I need to pick your brain.
Okay.
I live in the Old Spring Branch. My house was built in 54. All of my piping and everything is original, and I sprung a leak out in the yard yesterday. I finally had to find the plumber that would come over and turn the valve with the water valve off at the main. But who do I get to come dig that up? And I need some referrals from you.
Well, you can call the plumber. Didn't he give you a price to replace? It's the line coming to your house. Didn't he give you a price to replace it? Because a plumber's going to do it.
Well, baby, it was at 9:30 last night. But
oh, this was just an emergency shutoff for you? You can call Abacus Plumbing. 713-PLUMBING. Yeah, and they might even be able to put a temporary in right now above ground just to feed your house while they do it.
713-PLUMBING?
713-PLUMBING.
Plumbing, okay.
Yeah, call Abacus.
That's what I needed. I've always enjoyed listening to you, hoping I was never have to call you for any references, but here I am.
No, I'm glad you did, and thank you for listening. Because of you, I paid my house off this month.
Well, every little penny helps, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I finally, after, 35 years on the radio, thank you all very much. Thank you very much. I've owned a lot of houses. I've bought them and sold them and always had a mortgage, but well, I'm about to get another one for another reason. That's more of a business thing. But, hey, thank you. I couldn't have done it without all of you, and I appreciate you keeping me on the air this long, as well as a lot of the other, I have a lot of jobs. Right now I'm director of construction for Texas Southmost College, working with some great people. All right, I mentioned earlier about the gentleman with the outdoor lighting. People don't think about outdoor lighting and electricians. They think about outdoor, and it's a whole different world, but that's not true. When it comes, I can give you an example about a swimming pool light that I just could not figure out was going on. And boy, was it was a mess. It was all burned up inside in the conduit. Right Touch Electrical, I called them. They checked everything and said, Tom, we got an issue. You're going to kill yourself if you turn this light on in the pool. And they pulled the whole thing out and replaced the entire pool light. See? But he's an electrician. You think, well, they don't work on swimming pools. They work on electricity. Anything electrical, in fact, they fixed my comp pool system too. And that's on a swimming pool. They can take care of it for you. So we had a gentleman call earlier about a new home he bought. He sounded very excited. It sounded like a beautiful home. All Wi-Fi'd up, whatever that means, but that's way beyond my comprehension. I just like the on-off switch myself. But he had some outdoor lighting, and some of it wasn't going on, and he wasn't sure it was in-deck lighting. I mean, who knows what it is? I don't know. But one person that can find out and fix it is Right Touch Electrical. It might be very simple. It might be very complicated. Somebody might have cut a wire with a weed eater or something, and everybody said, I just don't want to mess with it. So they're going to get it done. They're electricians. Electricians are a very special animal. And when it comes to electricity and water outside, you got to be careful. And whether that could be inside, too, your showers and stuff like that, you don't want to mix the two. You've seen those movies from the 50s where they kill somebody in a bathtub with a toaster, which I always found kind of weird. Anyway, Right Touch Electrical is there for you. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. But the bottom line is this. It's just like we talked to Dee. She wanted someone to fix plumbing. You call a plumber, call Abacus Plumbing. You need someone to fix electrical, you don't call a plumber, you call an electrician. Call an electrician, call Right Touch Electrical. Call the specialists who are licensed and know how to perform the duties that you need done at your home. And when it comes to service work, you want it fixed once, you want it fixed right, and you don't want to have to fix it again. That's why you call the specialists. In this case, it's Right Touch Electrical.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified Home Show Pro.
For cracked, broken windows, mirrors, or glass showers, call Glass Doctor. They fix your pain.
Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to George. George, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question for you about the disconnect breaker, the small box for AC unit.
Yes.
I have an air conditioning guy came out 3 days ago to unclog the backup pipe. Then
yes.
Somehow the unit stopped working completely. After about an hour or so, he found out that disconnect box, it has actual breaker inside of it. And he was trying to convince me that this is wrong. But this is how I bought the house. Want to get your input. Is that normal to have that breaker, or is it just a pull-out thing?
Doesn't matter as long as it can be turned off. So it doesn't matter what's normal. I mean, people use different things. I prefer a certain type of switch if it's mine, and some of them have them to pull out, some of them have them to have a handle on there you push down. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. But as long as you have, it could be any kind of switch that'll cut the power to the unit so someone can work on it. It has to be back by the unit. I forgot how many feet away it's supposed to be. But did you get it fixed? Is it working?
So what happened at that time, it was like late night, no?
Yes.
He found out the breaker itself inside the box is loose. So I've been looking since then to get another box for him to come out and replace it.
But is it working now? You should just have an electrician come out and put a new cutoff on there. I mean, you can have him do it, too. I don't know why you're buying it. He should have just, if you're going to get someone, just have him put a new cutoff on there. But
he told me to buy it, so I went to, like, the Home Depot, and I realized that something like that, I think I have to go to AC Supply.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go through all that. I'm surprised he's having you go buy it. You know why he's going buying it? Because usually an electrician does that, and these guys aren't going to carry it on the truck. I don't know who you're calling. I don't know who you're dealing with. AirTech could take care of it. It was one of our sponsors. If not, you can call Right Touch Electrical. They'll come out and they'll put a cutoff on there for you, a nice one that you don't have to worry about. I like the one with a handle on the outside you can pull down and turn it right off. I don't like the one that has the plastic piece you pull out of it and then you stick it back in. I never cared much for those.
One last question for you, Tom. The only thing he was telling me is that he thinks the reason it has, because he said that he's never seen something like that. So he said that it might be there's a breaker in the disconnect box because it's getting power directly, not from the main breaker, but power coming directly, something like that. So I don't know if that makes sense.
All I can, and this is even a better reason I'd call an electrician.
Okay.
So I would call an electrician out. If there's something that, when you have someone say, I've never seen anything like this, I don't know what it is, I don't know how it's working, it's not something you want him to fix. You want someone to come out and say, okay, this is exactly what you have. This is either okay and I can fix this and this is why it's here, or no, let me put in a new cutoff for you. But, you know, you call Right Touch Electrical or call an electrician, a licensed electrician, they're going to know what it is, and that's who you want fixing it. He's telling you, you go buy something and I can replace it, but I'm not sure why it's like this. And if it has power feeding to it, what you buy might not be the right thing. So I don't like the road you're on right now. I'd like you to switch and back up a little bit. And if it's that much of a concern with people who are telling you what they're seeing and they don't understand it, it's time to call someone who does.
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
Does that make sense? That's what I would do. I'd say, you know what? I'm going to call Will out here. Nobody knows what the heck this thing is. I'm not going to have a bunch of people messing with it, and I'm not going to go down and try to find something at Home Depot. Heck, if you want to do that, just tie all the wires together with some tape, and I'm sure the thing will work until someone gets fried. I'd get somebody who really knows what's going on with that because it sounds confusing. I don't have a picture. I'm only going by a radio question. So that's where I would go.
Thank you, Tom. That's great advice.
You're very welcome. It's just the best way to do it. All right, let's see here. There we go. You're going to hang up. My computer has frozen. Ideal Roofing is who I call when it comes to roofing. I don't call them to fix electrical. I call them to fix roofing. Jim Hardwick knows his roofing. His people that work for him know their roofing. They know what's going on. They're actually very good at what they do. Because he's been doing it so long. Ideal Roofing's been on, they've been around longer than I've been on the air. And that's like a million years. So they have thousands and thousands of roofs in Houston that they have completed, including mine. In fact, every house I ever had since I moved here was an Ideal roof, except for the first house I bought. It already had a different roof on. But once it changed it, it was Ideal roofing. And after that, every roof since, Ideal roofing. And in fact, they have a roof they put on a house I bought in 1992 on the beach with a very special shingle. And it's still there today, although I don't own the house anymore. The house is worth like $500,000. I shouldn't have sold it, but that roof is still there. It's still, I drive by it when I go down to the island and I think, gosh, that roof is still there. And it's got to be 30 years on the beach. And it was a modified shingle called Majestic. And they put it on way back when. You can't buy the shingle anymore because another shingle manufacturer bought it and shut it down because it was too good of a shingle. But it was probably the only one on the whole island. It's awesome. Anyway, Ideal Roofing, give them a call. It's 713-896-1122. And if you have a roof repair that's needed, if you've got water coming through your building somehow, you have a commercial roof that's leaking, you need a commercial roof a maintenance program, or even a quick maintenance on your existing roof. I get mine done about every 4 years now. I'm due for one after this winter. I'd get it on my roof. It makes the roof last a lot longer. Call Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together
Saturday 7 till 9
about how often should I be watering and how much water should I give to grass.
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros, Saturday 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.